This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Britain today joined the growing list of nations and airlines suspending the use of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jetliners. This in the wake of Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines disaster that killed 157 passengers and crew shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa Airport. AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Some airlines have cited worried customers as a reason for grounding the Boeing 737 MAX 8s, as aviation experts chase details on why the plane crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. Ethiopian Airlines has issued no new updates on the crash, as families around the world wait for answers. Now, Britain's Civil Aviation Authority has banned the Boeing MAX from operating in or over national airspace, explaining the move as a precautionary measure. Britain joins Singapore, China, Malaysia and Australia in grounding the jets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Alan Deal, a former investigator with the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, is calling for a universal grounding.
There's a precedent for doing this, and I think it would be prudent for the FAA to strongly consider grounding the airplane for the time being.
Democrats in Congress called it dead on arrival, but the White House has proudly unveiled its $4.7 trillion budget plan for 2020. Part of it, $8.6 billion for the president's long-promised southern border wall. The document calls for hefty hikes in military funding and spending caps on domestic programs. Algeria's ailing president Abdelaziz Bouteflika has announced he no longer plans to run for a fifth term, bowing to weeks of mass demonstrations against his rule and Algeria's entire political establishment. Bouteflika has also delayed the election set for April with no new date set. For more on this story and all the day's news, you can go to voanews.com online. This is VOA News. The United States says it stands with India in fighting terrorism and that Pakistan urgently needs to take meaningful action against terrorist groups operating on its soil. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met on Monday with India's Foreign Minister Vijay Gokhale in Washington. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, based on what is currently known, an impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump would be very divisive for the country, and she says Mr. Trump is, quote, just not worth it. We have a report from Sagar Magani at the White House.
Pelosi's been resisting pressure from some Democrats to start impeachment proceedings, but is now going further, telling the Washington Post President Trump's just not worth it, and she's not for impeachment, later saying much of the same to NBC News.
It divides the country, unless there's some conclusive evidence that takes us to that place.
It's different from her earlier statements that Democrats will wait on Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report before considering impeachment. Democratic thinking has shifted in part because of the possibility the report may not be decisive. Sarah Sanders' response here on Pelosi waving off impeachment, I agree. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has yet to announce if he will make a bid for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, but when he addressed a meeting of firefighters today, he definitely sounded the part. So did his audience. AP correspondent Rita Foley has a report.
It sure sounded like a campaign rally.
Be careful what you wish for.
Joe Biden isn't officially in the race for the 2020 presidential nomination, but he was talking about the issues.
Trading Medicare and Medicaid for tax breaks? How that's going to help anybody in this room?
Former Vice President Biden jokingly told a gathering of the International Association of Firefighters in Washington he knows there are some jobs he's not qualified for.
My neighbor, you grew up either to be firefighter, a cop, a tradesman, or a priest, and I wouldn't qualify for any of them.
I'm Rita Foley.
UN investigators say crimes against humanity may have been committed in a December massacre in Congo. AP's Ben Thomas has a report.
At least 535 people were killed in violence between the Banunu and Batende communities in western Congo that unfolded over 3 days last December. UN investigators believe the death toll is likely higher, saying many of the victims' bodies may have been thrown in a nearby river. They cite witnesses who say Batende village chiefs helped plan the attacks, which followed strikingly similar patterns and left little time for people to escape. Banunu villagers were targeted with weapons including firearms and gasoline. The violence erupted after a dispute over the burial for a Banunu customary chief. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.